With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Israeli army has ordered some 100,000 Palestinians to begin evacuating from the southern city of Rafah in Gaza. That signals that a long-promised ground invasion there could be imminent. Meanwhile, Columbia University canceling its main commencement following the pro-Palestinian campus protests.
The university made the announcement Monday, saying, based on feedback from our students, we have decided to focus attention on our class days and school-level graduation ceremonies, where students are honored individually alongside their peers, and to forego the university-wide ceremony that is scheduled for May 15th. The protests at Columbia and college campuses nationwide stem from the conflict that started October 7th when Hamas militants attacked southern Israel. Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNNews.com, floodwaters have closed some Texas schools. That's after days of heavy rains pummeled the Houston area and left hundreds of people in need of rescue. Correspondent Donna Warder has more.
A five-year-old boy riding in a car that was swept away in fast waters was killed. Harris County resident Greg Moss says when the waters started rising, he moved his camper to higher ground and is staying at a friend's house.
The problem is all the development further up north. You know, they paved the roads and built houses and shopping centers and all that, and there's nowhere more for the dirt to absorb the water.
Houston is one of the most flood-prone metro areas in the country. The National Weather Service says that Lake Livingston, just north of Houston, received upwards of 23 inches of rain over the past week. I'm Donna Water.
On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow up 48 points, the NASDAQ adding 122. This is SRN News. A persecution watchdog has a new concern.
For the first time ever, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is urging the State Department to take action against Azerbaijan for its attacks on Christians. The mostly Muslim government spent much of last year expelling Christians from the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh in a process that some experts say amounts to ethnic cleansing. The vast majority of the refugees fled into neighboring Armenia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The fate of a decades-old Tennessee policy that does not allow transgender people to change the sex designation of their birth certificates is in the hands of a federal appeals court. Four men who are living as women are seeking to have the policy declared unconstitutional. A federal judge dismissed their case last year, and attorneys for the state say there is nothing in the Constitution that requires them to amend birth certificates to include so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. French President Emmanuel Macron has welcomed China's Xi Jinping for a two-day state visit to France. The leaders discussing trade issues. After his stop in France, Xi will head to Serbia and Hungary. Argentina's president says he accepts that the Falkland Islands are currently in the hands of the UK.
Javier Milei's language on the Falkland Islands was strikingly different from past leaders, who have historically claimed the islands are Argentine. At a recent anniversary of the Falklands War with the UK, he promised Argentina a roadmap to gain sovereignty of the islands. When I asked him what this looked like, he said it would involve a long negotiation within the framework of peace. He said it was not a provocation for the UK Foreign Secretary, Lord Cameron, to visit the islands this year, as the territory was now in the hands of the UK. He defended his economic policies and denied normal people were paying for his austerity cuts.
BBC correspondent Ione Wells reporting from Buenos Aires. More details at SRNNews.com.